It's your friend Jen Loren, and you are now listening to Muses and Bruises Podcast. I am sitting here with my friend Darrell. He is a phenomenal musician, I'll say that. He just released a new project called Call Me Later, Way Too Busy. It's dope as fuck. I'm not even just saying that. But I'll let him go ahead and introduce himself to you.
Yo, my name is Darrell. You know, just South Florida artist from West Palm Beach, born and raised, just, you know, making music to figure out myself and, you know, just spread that awareness and just love, you know, self-love and everything, making sure people just really get the process of how I figure myself out, and hopefully it helps and, you know, helps to contribute to what you're doing.
Cool. So, first question. It's been 3 days since you posted your new album. How do you feel?
Oh, okay, that's cool. All right, I feel great. I'm gonna say great because I feel like when I first, before I dropped it, it was more of a what are people gonna think? Only because I know that when I'm talking about certain subject matters, I'm going there. I'm not trying to beat around the bush. I'm really going there. And even if it's something that's touchy, you know, as far as my personal life or anyone around me, sometimes it's just more like, I'm just going to go there. Like, it's just the honesty of it. So to me, I feel great. I feel great that it's out. I feel great that it's receiving great comments and feedback. It's just more so, you know, it kind of calmed me down from what I was feeling beforehand, okay, before I dropped it.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Nervous. Nervous, excited, both at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense for anybody, but nervous and excited, because you're excited because you're like, this is my baby. This is my creation. This is something I sat hours and, you know, you go through the positivities, then you go through the negatives where you're like, and then you go through the like, yeah, this is it. People are gonna love this, and then you go through the it's a back and forth thing. I feel like it's not something that people understand. Like, when you're creating something, it's not all like gold. Yeah. It's not treasure. It's not like you're just gonna sit there and just, you know, have it all figured out. So you go through the ups and downs. I'm really submersed into the what's the word? I'm submersed into the ups and downs of the journey, more so than the outcome of what the project was gonna do.
You're already going there. I'm obsessed already. You're kind of making me like want to ask certain questions that I was gonna wait to ask. Okay, so that being said, can you go ahead and tell me what your earliest creative memory is?
Woo. My earliest creative memory is when I used to, I don't know what year it was. I know it had to be back in, if I had to guess, it would have to be, we're talking about 15 years ago. I started off on blogs.
Really?
I started off on blogs. Like, before I even got to the audio portion of making music, I was a writer. So there was like blogs, and you had like little battles and stuff like that, like you're battling somebody else with words, and you had to emphasize these words now. Like, you can't just type these words up and just make it happen. It was more like, okay, if you have a punchline, you got to make sure you, italic, make sure it's italic, make sure you're doing quotations, making sure everything you want the reader to understand, you're pointing it out. So it made me understand words in a way where I didn't have to use my voice first. Then when I stepped into the voice part, kind of just it all joined together.
Yes.
But beforehand, it was all writing. So it was like, how can I get someone to understand where I'm coming from without voicing it? So that was the, you know, the earliest memory. And then recently I moved to a new place, and like when I moved to this new place, I started finding notebooks from 2000 and I'm writing little rhymes about butterflies and tigers and lions and bears and whatever animal I could possibly think of, and they were corny. I'm gonna be honest with you, they were so corny. I read that shit and it was garbage. but you know, it is what it is. It contributes to whatever, where I'm at now, so I'm cool with it. Yeah, that's the earliest memory I remember.
That's so cool. Like, honestly, that reminds me, like, I was thinking the other day, like, I forget what I was talking about. Someone was telling me about this. Okay, so my coworker was telling me about, like, him, like, you know, racing, and his, like, the racing being a huge part of his life, and like This is my first real racing? Conversation. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is my first conversation, real conversation with him, because I just recently transferred to a new spot. Right. And he was just like, I love to talk to people about the things that they're passionate about or whatever. Mm-hmm. Trust me, this is relevant. Okay. So he's like going in, telling me all the ins and outs of whatever he does when he's not like at the 9-to-5. And like, I'm like, man, there's so many different worlds within worlds. Mm-hmm. That if you weren't a part of it, you wouldn't even know. And it's going on and occurring, like, without you. Unless you, like, decided to step into that world. Like, how did you even find out about the blog?
I don't remember. I'm not even going to sit here and lie and say I remember. I don't remember how I found out about the blog. But I do remember, like, it's crazy. I remember, like, a point I hit when I was writing these blogs. Writing on these blogs. And I kind of got into a point where I was like, yo, this is kind of like the industry. I don't have to get into the industry. I'm just going to write blogs for the rest of my life type of thing. Like, writing these lyrics. And honestly, it's like battles, and it was songs. So you had songs, you had battles, you had just some, you know, maybe a quick 16 you wanted to get off. There was just, it was a community. It was a very big community, and everybody treated themselves as if they were, like, the Jay-Z's and whatever. That's what it was. And that's where I came from. I feel like that's maybe where my love for lyricism and making sure that the words that I'm saying are hitting, making sure you're understanding exactly where I'm coming from. I feel like that's where it came from. It came from the blogs. It came from being very attentive to how I'm saying something, you know? So that's that, definitely.
All right, cool. So you're on these blogs. When is the point where you get comfortable enough to, like, share, like, offline? Mm-hmm. And what did that feel like at first?
I don't remember offline, but I do remember online, because everything was still recording.
Yeah.
I had a homie over, and I remember he was at my house. I used to record it myself, like this little computer, $15, $10 mic phone. It was garbage, but it worked. It made do. But basically, we were like recording, and I remember the first time I laid words down. Mm-hmm. I remember I was so nervous. I made him go in my mom's room. I closed the door. I was like, bro, you can't hear what I'm about to do, because it just didn't feel right for me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, you're used to typing these things. People are loving it, but it's like they want to hear your voice now.
Yeah.
So that was so frightening for me, because it was just more like, damn, like, so people want to hear me now? Like, I have to really rap this shit?
Yeah.
You know, not understanding how capable you were of making that happen. So then I ended up making it happen, and it's, you know, I've just been doing it since. I've loved it. You know, people started saying they loved the voice, and I'm just like, I didn't understand that before. You know, you have a good voice for it. I'm like, I don't know what that means. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's like, I don't know. I didn't know what that meant. So I just, you know, it's just one of those things where you just kind of like, you just kept doing it, and then when you tried to stop, you couldn't stop. So it was like, is this a calling? Is this something, you know? It was like, I had a moment, I think it was only 1 year of my career, I want to say, only 1 year. Out of when I started from now, there's only 1 year where I really didn't do anything. And I was just like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to make music no more. I didn't feel like it was that thing for me. But there's something that just said, nah, you got to come right back into it. And I came back into it, and I never stopped, so. That's where I'm at.
I love that. Yeah,
definitely.
I love that, because I can definitely speak to that type of having an intense love for something like that. And, like, you know, going in first, it starting out as something that's for you. And it's like this little affair that no one really knows about. You get most of the benefit from it. And then all of a sudden you love it so much you want to share it with other people. And so now you begin to share it with other people. But then it's like this thing becomes like, okay, well, is this what I love? Is it,
question.
You know, I'm not really seeing any, like, return from this. I'm giving so much of myself to this. Like, when am I going to see, like, some type of return? And benefit, then, like, and some type of benefit at all. And then what happens is just like, you're like, well, I'm not really getting anything from that. I guess I shouldn't do that. And then the whole time you're not doing it, it's just like gnawing away.
It doesn't feel right.
It's like gnawing away at you, like.
It's like it's calling you. It's
yes.
Like, you're tripping if you don't do this, and it's like, you know. And then it started getting to a point where I felt weird. I started feeling weird around people I knew, I started saying, like, why do I feel like I have some calling? And then I felt like other people were, like, coasting through life and enjoying it on a level where you're just like, why can't I enjoy it like that? Why do I feel like I have to do something? Yeah. Why do I feel like I'm on this earth for something?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those things. So you battle that. And I feel like I'm still battling that. I don't feel like that's anything you're ever going to just get rid of and be like, oh, I got it figured out. You don't got it figured out. You can't. But that's what I was going through, man. And, like, eventually throughout the years, you start to really realize that, okay, you can't fight this no more. It's calling you, bro. Like, it's like it's more one of those things where, like, you gotta come handle this. Like, I don't care what you got going on. I don't care who you, what personal fears and whatever you got going on. You better come handle this because I put you here for that. So that's one thing I feel like a lot of people don't understand if they don't, you know, if you're not wrapped up in that. And that's not to say that it's wrong to not have something. You know, everybody does what they do, but it's just, to me, I felt like it was just something I had to do. And if you don't understand that, I'm sorry. So that's what Call Me Later, Way Too Busy was about, because I felt like I was playing small. I always played small. I always tried to stay around the things I always did. I tried to stay there. It was like, yo, I don't know what you're calling me for something, and it's so scary for me. I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah.
But I came, and then there was just more like, Call Me Later, Way Too Busy. I actually went through situations that made me actually hit that point where you're like, you know what, fuck this shit. I don't need to be here. I'm going for it. I don't know what it's about to bring me through. I don't know, but I'm going. That's it. So that's what I did, pretty much. And that's where I'm at. I wouldn't say did. That's where I'm at, you know. So basically. Yeah.
I love that because I love it all. I'm just going to say that because I'm just, that's like my response to everything you've said so far. But for me, like, there's a dual meaning. Like, most of my favorite rappers are like, or writers or people that use words are like, most of what they say have more than one meaning. So for me, when I look at Call Me Later, Way Too Busy, what it means is like, okay, well, to anyone that is a part of or loved me for who I was when I was playing small, I'm actually gonna be on some other shit, and if you're not there, like, don't call me. Like, I'm trying to focus on this, you know? And then also in the same sense is like for that like inner critic that wants to keep you small too, it's like, call me later, way too busy. I can't do it.
Entertain you. You know what I'm saying?
You go away.
And one thing I want people to understand is also is like, it's not even more of like I feel like people will take it personal. It's not even a personal thing. To me, it's more like a, like I say, it's something that you feel like you can't even understand. So if I can't even understand the shit, I just know that what I'm doing, I just love to do it. I'm doing it. It feels right. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm following. But, you know, it's so sometimes it's not personal. It's not like I'm sitting here saying, fuck you or fuck you and get away from me, you know, whatever. I don't know if I can cuss, but I've been cussing.
You can.
But anyways, you know, those things were happening. So, like, and my biggest fear from this, honestly, was just, like you say, leaving everything that I've known, like worrying about things, the people that you did, you know, that you felt like you're gonna lose in it. It's like, what are they gonna say? Like, they always know me like this, and like, how are they gonna, like, it was the very thing that kept me small too.
Yeah.
The ideas of that, like, it kept me there.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, it hit a point where I was just like, yo, I gotta let that go, and I gotta let it go, and I'm probably gonna hurt some people. You know what I'm saying? It's not to sit here and say I didn't hurt either. I hurt too, but I feel like with pain, with me, is pain is a growth process. I don't feel like pain is ever like something where I try to like run from it like I used to. When I was younger, of course, pain was kind of like, oh shit, I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that, so I'm gonna run. But now it's more like pain to me is kind of like, you know, sometimes it's bigger than me, so I don't really look at it like, I don't look at it in a situation where like, it's like if it's gonna cause me pain, I don't look at it like I don't want to do it because of that. It's more like, if that's the situation that should happen and pain happens to come from it, what can I do about it? You know what I'm saying? I have to face that. So those are little things that I just feel like it's never personal. It's never personal. I don't even know what's going on. So I'm just going to be honest. You know, I can't sit here and say I haven't figured out. If I did, I'd be lying to everybody. So that's what it is. Call me later. Way too busy.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing too. Just understanding that, like, literally you're in the dark and you're really just finding the lights.
You don't know. You're just walking through a tunnel and it's like you see a light way at the end and you're like, I don't know what's gonna happen to me before I get to that light, but I guess I gotta figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit back here and be like, I'm just gonna stand here and just hope something pops out before I get there. It's like, you have to figure it out.
Somebody makes it worthwhile. No.
You can't.
You have to walk yourself out.
You can't. You have to walk it out. You got to figure it out. What's going to happen? You know? So, that's what it is. Yeah.
All right.
That's crazy that you caught that, though.
What?
Because when I remember when you first hit me up, you was like, oh, it's important. When you said it's important, I was like, she actually got it. Because I felt like people would probably listen to this project in the sense of, like, who does he think he is? But then at the same time, it was more like she understood where I was coming from.
Okay, what did it mean to you when I said that?
When you said it's important? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's important. Like, when I write music, I don't write music. Like, it might seem like a lot of, it's a lot of my personal journey. But I feel like, you know, when I'm writing music, it's more like I hope you can put yourself in the situation and gain what you can gain from it. Not more so like just, it's not just a window to what I'm going through. It's more like it's a window to what you're going through. But like, look how he deals with that situation. Maybe, you know, it might help your thought process on the situation that you might have gone through similar. Maybe you haven't gone through it, but I try to make it very vulnerable and very transparent where you can be in my shoes and just comfortably, like, get it.
Yeah.
I want you to get it. I don't want you to sit there and just, I want you to just get it. That's it. Just get it. You know, that's it.
Cool. I mean, for sure. I'll speak to, like, why I said it's important. For me, it's, like, important because just, I know, like, when I heard it for the first time, I was, like, blown the fuck away.
Mm.
Real deal. And, like, I was like, this is so important because this process of what happens when you, like, go within yourself and, like, really bet on yourself, it's just, like...
It's deep.
It's fucking scary.
There's no words.
But at the fucking same time, though, it's, like, so necessary because it's, like... That's why I say teach your light.
Mm-hmm.
Just... teach your being, and that's why this podcast is like a bunch of different stories. And how do they all relate? They all relate because like we can find something in each other's stories. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And like I had the same idea when I first released my book. I'm like, okay, well, these are very specific situations to me. Yeah. Are people going to be able to relate to it?
I relate it. You know what I'm saying? So you can get it. Like, the heartbreak of... I was reading it this morning, actually. I was reading some of the pages this morning. Like, sometimes it's certain things just... It's how you word things.
Nice,
and that's something that... The reason why I'm paying attention to that so much is because... I'm a wordsmith too. So when I see how you, it's not just so much about what you're saying, it's how you're wording it. So that when I'm reading it, I want you to deliver it in a way where I'm like, damn, I get you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you. I feel you, you know? And I feel like you nailed that. And that's the cool part about that. I think that's dope that you nailed the fact, you nailed it.
I feel the same way.
You nailed that. Wording was, you nailed the wording.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the dope part about that. Thank you. I love it.
I definitely feel like you nailed just the essence of that type of experience in that process because like I said it reminded me a lot of like the beginning of the hero's journey. And if you guys don't know what that is, please look it up. Homework for you. It's just like where you literally just like we were just saying, let go of everything and you try to find something else because what you've been comfortable in is no longer comfortable. And you've just outgrown it. And you want to see, like, what's inside. So you go deep within. And you just, like, really just try to see, like, learn your own heart pretty much.
Yeah.
And try. And it's, like, a process of, like, beginning to make yourself happy and living for yourself. And, like, I want to start to go over some of these songs here. I'm going to... Is it okay if I go out of order here?
That's fine.
All right, cool. So, Selfish.
Oh, man.
I think that's like, definitely, I'm sure it was you probably have gotten a lot of, like, really good feedback from it because it's, like, it speaks to that self-love. It speaks to that, like, giving to yourself and really being, like, not being selfish, but being just... self-focused, if that, and giving your energy to yourself and seeing what happens when you pour into yourself.
Yeah.
Can you speak to me about what that specific track means to you and what influenced it?
The part where we're talking about as far as like being afraid to chase it, being afraid of that feeling that was inside. It's like one of those things where you start to do it, you start to commit to it. You don't know why you're committed to something, but you're committed to it. And then, and eventually, I played small a lot. Let me be honest, I played small a lot. I really sat around and I feel like I knew what I was capable of, but I never like really honed it. You know, I never really hopped on top of it like I should have. So it hit a point where, like, you know, when you started to do for self, it started to get to a point where you get certain people, you know, they start to act different. Not necessarily. Sometimes some people will verbally, you can catch it, and some people just, it's just an action thing. It's not even like they're not verbally saying it, but you peep what's going on. So it's kind of like, okay, so now my thing with selfishness is like, it's not really selfish. That's why I'm saying, that's why it's like, you know, why are you so selfish? Wait, man, that ain't selfish. You think that's selfish? You getting selfish. And it's like they're enforcing it back on you. And it's like, that's not selfish. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I'm selfish.
So I start to really realize that you only loved me in a specific place. So when I was playing small, you loved me there. Now when I'm stepping out that box and trying to like really go for what I feel like I need to be doing, that's when it started, you know, you're witnessing certain people acting a little different. So to me, it just really was a lot about self-love. And it's like, you got to really stick through that. You're going to believe in yourself. You got to love yourself. You're going to have to really go through this. Maybe people might be against it, but you're going to have to really love you. And you're going to have to be able to be mentally strong enough to endure whatever comes with it. So it was just more facing that feeling. It was facing that. And that's where it came from, pretty much. It was just, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, capitalizing on that.
So the next one I want to touch on is high with you, vibe with you. So, speaking of people showing that they like not fucking with the new you, they don't know what you're turning into, whatever, whatever. But you, I mean, before that even happens, before they even start to change because they're noticing a metamorphosis in you, you start noticing, hey, I don't know that I could chill and be around you like that.
I can't do
because
it.
I'm peeping your energy and it's not aligning with mine. You're not saying shit, but I can feel you.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That Princess Nokia video. I know you've seen it.
Which one?
Where she says when she talks about when she's like, you know, there's gonna be a time where, that video where she went, spiritual solitude, and like she was saying something where there's gonna be a time where you don't relate to people no more, and it's like your body starts to reject it. So I was sitting in situations where it's like it's cool, and this is what I probably want on a lazy level. On a comfortable level where I'm not stepping out of my comfort zone. This is what I want, of course. So it's not like, that's why I say it's never like personal. It's like, I want to do that. Like, that seems so dope. You get what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing it for years. And then you hit a point where you're like, I can't do that no more. And I really can't. And if you don't understand, I'm sorry. And it's really like it's kind of like apologetic, but then not apologetic because you know, you got to do what you got to do. And that's just really what it is. I just faced that whole, like, I can't do that no more. And then Rel B, of course. Shout out to Rel B, man. That dude comes... anything that dude comes on, it's like... We're always going back and... It's like, bro, you killed it. Nah, you killed it. Like, you killed it, bro. Like, we just... He smashed it. He's dope, man. He's dope. He's fire. That's what it was. It was just a whole bunch of, like... you just feel like you can't... It's basically a song about... I can't be doing the same things I've been doing, in a nutshell. I've been doing this. I know I've been doing that. I know you're going to sit here and say, you've been doing this whole time, but it's more like I can't do it no more. And sorry. Pretty much.
Cool. So let's talk about Wrong Time. Ooh. I think a lot of people... You've been posting a lot about
that's
this.
That's the one that, I've been hearing a lot about.
Okay. Course, yeah. So that one, for me, it seems a little bit like... It's a different tone. Mm-hmm. Earlier on. Mm-hmm. That's like when the tone kind of switches, but into like a certain direct way. Mm. And it's like you're saying this to probably a romantic interest for the most part.
Something that happened. Something that happened.
And so, like, I know that type of shit gets really sticky. Mm-hmm. For sure. Can you tell me like what that song is about and like why you chose to write it and put it out there?
Probably was the first song I made for the project.
What?
Yeah, so before I knew the name of it, before I knew the vibe I was going for, I made that song first. It was actually around the time I was going through the situation. But the thing is with that song is more so like it's not really about just a specific person. The specific person inspired the idea behind the song. But then it started getting to a point where I started realizing, like, here you are entertaining so much shit that you don't even want to entertain. Here you are, like, it just, like, again, leaving that old self behind. Like, why are you okay with that? You get what I'm saying? Like, you're asking questions, like, why are you okay with that? Like, you're sitting here dealing with somebody, and you're doing it because you're playing a small little, this is what I've always been doing. But at the same time, you're looking at it like, but I can't even relate to you. Like, why am I even sitting around it? So you sit here and question yourself.
So it's a questioning of you and that person.
It's a question of you and that person. And then, like, I went through a little, you know, and it was something I went through. And then, like, eventually it got to a point where everybody after that, every woman after that was more like, this is the wrong time. Because I got isolated. I got very isolated. I went into my little zone. I started, like, really shutting people off and doing my own thing and really honing into what this project was, you know, when it started. And I just was like, you know what? I can't. This is the wrong time, you know, and I can't do this no more. And it's like, I don't even relate to you anyway, so why am I doing it? And then you go through all of these things where it's like, so you're just doing it, what, just to have fun? Or are you doing it because you just wanted somebody around? Like, it's just, though, you're questioning everything you've been doing, and you're like, why am I doing it? You know, before you never questioned it because it's just who you was for, you know, for the longest. But now it's like, nah, I can't do that no more. So that's what it was. It was like, listen, this is the wrong time. If you want any love interest, if you want anything from me, I'm sorry. I'm in a different place right now mentally, and I'm trying to do something. Yeah. So.
That's interesting. That legit, read my life. Let me just say that right now.
Yeah.
That legit happened to me, like, this week, coming to that realization.
Fresh.
Yeah, so I'm like, I know, like, you want to get to know me right now, but, like, I'm not open.
It's a long time right now. You can't do it.
It's not that.
And it's not personal.
It's not personal.
Again, nothing I talk about is personal. It's more like I said, I'm trying to figure me out. So I don't know why I'm doing it. I don't know why I was even sitting around you in the first place if I wasn't relating to you. That's my issue. It's not yours. I allowed it. Not, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm sitting here like. It's not like you bombarded my life. No, I allowed this shit. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for allowing it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for leading you to that point.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry for even thinking I wanted that and thinking that you thought I wanted. It's so much was going on, and I just had to write about it. Because, honestly, if it stays in my head, I go crazy.
Yeah.
So once I get it out of me, it's like I can sit there and listen to it in an enjoyable way. If it's in my head, it sounds crazy. When it's on a song, I'm like, hey, I can just vibe to my little issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's different.
It's like that release.
Yeah.
For me, that relates to, like, some type of psychology article I was reading once said that, like, the act of, you know, forgiveness is a personal thing. And, like, sorry to take a different turn, but
that's what it
you
is.
You could definitely, like, if you could write a letter to someone based off of a certain situation that you went through, just forgiving them and, like, talking out the whole situation. When I was growing up, my mom and I used to bump heads a lot. I was a really stubborn teenager, but, like, still goody-two-shoes at the same time. So I was, like, always afraid of, like, you know, balance, but then also, like, coming to her with my feelings and stuff like that. So
okay.
I would, like, since I've been writing since I was 11, I would write out, like, points, like bullet points of what I wanted to say, and then by the time
before
I was,
you talked to her?
Yeah, before I talked to her.
So you know you were gonna talk to her, but you had to write it out first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have no like
words. Gotcha.
I would just show up and be like,
you gotta construct it out a little
bit. You know, and then I read later on, after like a couple years of doing that, is that like when you do that and that lethargic release is like almost the same as like receiving an apology, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like it's really dope. It's like
what do you mean
or
by that?
Or receiving an apology from the person, or like receiving a what's the word I'm looking for?
So meaning by you talking about it made it seem like the
by me writing
coming from the person
by me writing about it. Sometimes you don't even have to have the conversation.
Okay.
Sometimes the conversation don't even have to happen.
Doesn't have
so
to.
That's what's
happening there.
Yeah, it's happening there. And that's the cool thing about art.
Can't explain it either. Can't explain it.
That's the cool thing about art, because it's this release.
Yeah.
And it's like this
Absolutely.
Thing eating away at your emotions, and then when you finally get it out, it's like finally.
That's
awesome.
It. Yeah. It's like you spoke about it. And then at the same time, it's like you didn't speak about it, because like you said, you didn't speak to that person.
Yeah.
So maybe you spoke about it and dealt with it within yourself. You healed from it, you know, within releasing it from yourself. But you know, that's dope that you put it that way, because I didn't think of that. Because sometimes I feel like, why wouldn't I write something? I feel like I did it. And then it's like, you didn't do it, though. But it's like, I did it, though. I know I did it. Like, I feel accomplished, you know? So I get that. That's dope. That's dope that you put it that way.
Nice. So the next one we're going to talk about is, I don't know. No. IDK.
Take that.
Like, you fucking snapped on that shit. I was like, wait, what? Like, but what, though?
That was the last song I did.
Yeah.
The last one.
Okay. All I'm going to say is just, like, you snapped.
Yeah.
Basically. Thank you. Appreciate it. Tell me where you were at, like.
That's why I started off with the whole, I was told to think big, don't think locally. Man, them words spoke to me. Like, what you saying been flying over me, Like, well, it's like 2 cents can't buy my groceries, you know what I'm saying? So it's basically like, sometimes you're just going through life, and like, I feel like there's a lot of times where I was playing small, like, we're always going to come back to that. And then you will allow people to give you their opinions of what they think you should do, what they think your career looks like, how they think you should be presenting it's so much what people wanted. And it was like, okay, I get your opinion. And I listen to them. Sometimes you will listen to them and be like, yeah, you're right. Just to not cause friction, I guess. But you sit there and be like, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, right. I'm going to do that. And then deep down, you go home that same night and be like, I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah.
So then it was like, so why are you saying you want to do it when you was doing the situation? So, like, it was just those little battles. And then I was just like, you know what? I got to a point where I'm like, yo, no more opinions unless it makes sense to me. And they were just like, your 2 cents can't buy my groceries. Like, I still have to get up and, you know what I'm saying, take care of me. Like, your opinion just can't do that for me. So if you feel like you see me here, I see myself here, then I guess we just ain't gonna click on that. Then, you know, I know what I want from my path, and you have a different way of how you see it. So I just started snapping on everything I felt, and, you know, people in my past, things I thought of, you know, where I was in life, and just started just going off. I just thought, I don't know, I just had to let it out. That's just what it was. Yeah.
And more money, though. More money. I was like, when you said, was it on that song or I don't know, where you were like, 9 to 5 feels like that sunken place. I was like, wow, read my life, though. Slap me, though.
And it did. More money to me is a situation. More money, if you listen to it right, more money is like a scenario. So you're not looking at it like your whole life. It's more like a moment. If you picture like a moment, like right now, I'm in this moment right now. And I'm like, oh, shit, I need some money right now. I need more money right now. It's a situation. So, like, I was in a little moment where I was like, you know, yeah, it just, you know, 9 to 5 felt like a sunken place. It kind of felt like it felt like I wasn't me.
Yeah.
You're in this place where you're just getting told what to do, how to do it, you know, and you're doing things with your hands you don't want to do. You're just sitting here looking at like, why am I doing this? I don't want to do it. It's just, I just felt like I wasn't honest to myself. I wasn't true to myself. I wasn't, you know, looking out for me. And then you're around a bunch of people inside the same building, no offense to them, but, like, they're around this, you know, and they're kind of, like, projecting fears on you. And at the same time, they're, like, rooting you, but they're rooting for you in a very fearful place. So they're kind of, like, they might say something, like, it's like, yeah, do that. But then it's at the same time, it's like, I don't know, but what are you going to do when, and what are you going to do when, and it's like, yeah, I don't know either, but I'm not trying to hear that from you right now, because if I keep hearing that from you, I'm going to stay here with you.
Yeah.
And there's no issue with that. Like I said, there's no issue with what people do, and it's no, I've spent years doing that shit, and at the same time, it is what it is, man. More money was just a situation. You felt like where you feel like you need more money, and you're in a situation where, like, yo, I'm tired of just talking about it. I always sat around and talked to homies, and you'd just be sitting there like, yo, yeah, bro, I'm just trying to get to this place. Like, you would talk about it. As soon as you leave that situation, you don't do shit about it. You just go play PlayStation, or you might go write a song, but that shit don't go nowhere. It stays in your computer, or you're doing these things, and you're not doing it. So it just started bothering me so deeply. And it bothered me to a point where, like the hero's journey, I read up on it when you told me about it. And, like, it said something, there was a point, there's a step in there where it says, like, it's going to be a point where it tries to grab you. It's kind of like it tests you.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, you know what? I gotta get on my shit. I got to go this way because I've been going this way because everybody told me I should go that way for the longest, and I kept going that way. But now I was like, hold up. I don't think y'all even know what the fuck y'all talking about. So I'm about to go this way. Y'all figure it out over there. Like, that's just what it was. Just more money. It's all emotions. I don't think it's not like a specific situation. They're all emotions.
Yeah.
I was in a moment. I'm like, I need more money right now. And I'm sitting here talking about it, but I ain't doing shit about it. So I just started doing it.
Yeah. Well, last one, running. Mm-hmm. The opening.
Running.
Track
running.
After the voicemail, the first beep.
Yeah, running is just. Simply put, it's just running. You're still running this journey. You're still chasing something that people don't even, you know, that you maybe sometimes you question if you believe it or not. You're just chasing it. It's like blind. It's blindfolded. You're running blindfolded. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna get there or not, but I'm trusting the process of me running towards it. And sorry if I leave anything behind me. It wasn't intentional. That's just really what it is. It's nothing too deep about running. It's just that. And kind of just also saying, like, you know, you start to feel like, you know, there'd be certain people just like, oh, bro, you need to snap on stuff, or you need to go harder. That's the thing I'm talking about when I say people just feel like they have this whole path for you, what they feel like you should be doing and when you should be doing it.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where it's like, no, motherfucker, like, I'm still running. I'm still going to be doing this. And you just kept going. It's like, it's all it is. Running towards a journey. I think it is the journey.
It is the journey. It's the flow. Journey.
It's the flow of things. Yes.
Yeah, it's running. The flow. And realizing, like, you can't just, like, go against the current, because you will fucking drown. You will be tired. But if you flow with it, then you'll flow. You'll be taken on that journey easily. Yeah. Not even easily. With less resistance than you would if you were trying to go your own way.
Trying to fight against it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
That's why it's like I forgot the lyrics exactly. Without a beat in my head, I probably can't like nail it right now. But it's like something about the I came this far, and I'm gonna keep running. Like that's it's like the end of the first verse. It's somebody running. I came this far, and I'm gonna keep running. Type thing. That's what it is. It's just really like, I came this, y'all think I'm crazy because I came this far and it sounds like it just doesn't seem like it's about to work.
Yeah.
That's cool, but I'm gonna keep going. That's just all it is. It's like, I don't care what you think. It's, I don't care no more. Like, I used to care. I don't care no more. You know? So that's what it's all about. I'm gonna keep running.
Call me later, way too busy.
Call me later, way too busy. Definitely.
Let's see. I went through all of them.
Hey.
So tell me, like, where, what are you most excited about now that it's out? And, like, where are you flowing instead of saying where are you going?
I'm only
going
to say this here. And I just think this is the first time that I've been ahead of myself. Meaning, this project's been done since June, July, August.
Ooh,
like, it's been recorded and finished. I know where it's leading to. And I'm in the process of where it's leading to. So I feel like it's just something I dropped. You know, I want people to understand, like, listen, I'm not playing no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm done playing small. I'm done doing the shit. Like, so I'm in the zone. So it's just basically more like, you know, I know where it's going. So I guess we can say I feel like it's only the beginning, because I know exactly throughout this whole year where I'm going with it. So that's the exciting part about it. Because I felt like I finally dropped something where I didn't drop it and sat there and was like, what's next?
Yeah.
I know what's next.
Yeah.
So I'm cool now.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's where we're at.
That's definitely. A vibe right there.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that. Okay, well, can you go ahead and give... I feel like this whole time you've been dropping gems already. But can you go ahead and give the listeners some type of encouragement specific to, like... that someone who is afraid to bet on themselves, what would you tell that person?
I just say face the fear. I mean, I can't go too deep in. I mean, I don't
go ahead,
face
go
the fear.
Ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say too much because I feel like I'm in the process where I'm still staring the fear down too. Where I'm just like, all right, let's go. It's game time. You want to go? Let's go.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's more like bet on yourself, and you have to have courage to. Be able to bet on yourself and be willing to lose everything that you feel like your life should be. Like, everything you feel like your life should be, how it should be happening, you have to be able to bet against that as well. Meaning, you know, I sit around sometimes and I'm like, this is how it should happen, and this is going to happen like this, and this is... But then sometimes you got to be willing, like, what you really want out of life might take all of that from you. So if it takes all of that from you, are you going to fall or are you going to keep going? So it's kind of more like a detached aspect to it, where it's like I don't have an expectation anymore from what I'm doing, and just more so like, let's see what happens. And if I lose things that I really once felt like was going to be there forever, I guess that's just the price I have to pay, pretty much. So, and I'm willing to.
Nice. Willing to try, willing to put yourself out there.
It's a bigger picture.
For sure, for sure. Okay, so what can we expect? If with anything that you can share? Anything you can share? No? Yes, maybe so.
Are you going to get an album this year?
Where can we find Call Me Later, Way Too Busy?
Call Me Later, Way Too Busy is on DarrellsWorld.com. It's on SoundCloud. It's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. It's on all of the platforms. If you search Darrell, D-U-R-E-L-L, you'll find it. I did have some other dude, I don't know, on Spotify or whatever. Like, his name is Darrell, too. He's some R&B singer. So his music was there first. But, like, I guess, you know, shouts out to everybody that's been listening to it. It kind of knocked him out. So, like, I guess nobody's like, I don't know. But it knocked him out. So, like, yeah, just search Darrell, D-U-R-E-L-L. You'll find it. It's called Call Me Later, Way Too Busy. If you can't find it under Darrell, then search Call Me Later, comma, Way Too Busy. If you don't put a comma, you might miss it. Yeah.
Okay, and where can the people find you, your social?
Darrell's World, D-U-R-E-L-L-S, World. Darrell's World, that's everywhere. Website, that's SoundCloud, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, everything. Darrell's World, at Darrell's World.
Cool, cool. And also, you guys know where to find me. I am Rain and Rebel on the interwebs. Website is reinexrebelle .com. The same goes for the Instagram. My personal Instagram is Jen Lachlan. That's JennLareine.
Get
the book. Yes, okay. I need to start promoting that, like, on the podcast more. Yes. So that's available on Amazon, but get it through my website, rainxrebel.com. I'll sign it for you and put a little note. Yeah, I'm excited. It's out there in the world, living its own life, like bringing people like clarity. Yes, the baby went to college. Yes, and out in the world doing things, you know. So, like, I appreciate everyone that's purchased it. I appreciate everyone that will do so in the future. Any closing words?
Darrell's World. Go check out the project. Call Me Later, Way Too Busy. It's everywhere. Please, please, and let me know what you think. Find me. Just tell me what you think. Because I definitely put a lot of energy into it. Wouldn't even say time. Time, definitely, but energy more. You know, I just want people to hear it. I hope it helps you, pretty much. Yeah.
And thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to teach your light. I love you, I love you, love you. Bye!
Hey. Dope. That's dope.